Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On the night Jim Mauchey was rushed to Brigham and Women's Hospital with most of his face melted away, Dr. Beau Pomahawk was the burn surgeon on call. He still remembers the sight.
He was brought to Brigham Emergency Department so horribly disfigured that I cannot share with you the pictures. He burned off his face, including nose, upper lip, roof of the mouth, and pretty much the entire facial skin.
Even after multiple operations, Mauchey still had a hole in the middle of his face where his nose used to be. His speech was garbled because of damage to his mouth. Again, Dr. Pomahawk.
It is hard for us to imagine how difficult it was for Jim. He had difficulty speaking and even eating. He feared going outside, and when he did, he would often get ridiculed and teased.
But a few months later, the world's first facial transplant was done in France. That gave Mauchey and his doctors an idea. Could they perform the same surgery on him? Last month, they did, giving Mauchey a new nasal structure, nose, hard palate, upper lip, and facial skin. They also replaced the muscles that give the face expression and the nerves that give it sensation. Mauchey says when he looks in a mirror now, the person he sees has an amazing resemblance to the man he was before he fell on the tracks.
Now, I suspect one of the first questions you might have for me is this. What did you think the first time you saw yourself after the surgery? My first thought, my nose looks exactly the same as my old nose.
Mauchey is keeping most of his personal life private, including where he lives. But he does say he has a 23-year-old daughter and is separated from his wife. He also says he's a Vietnam veteran who returned from the war addicted to drugs and has been on disability for the past decade. He describes his transplant as a second chance.
The first part of my life was nothing but trouble. So I'm just glad that I can start over.
Mauchey's new face will still get stares from strangers. It's scarred and swollen, and two massive scars start between his eyes, run down each cheek, and reach almost to his neck. One of his eye sockets is covered with skin. The eyeball is visible only through a tiny hole. But Mauchey says he's deeply grateful to the Brookline man whose face he received, Joseph Helfgott, who died during heart transplant surgery. Helfgott's widow, Susan Whitman Helfgott, was at today's news conference.
Joseph's life ended in vain too soon, but not really, because it's been my great joy now to meet Jim and find him able to breathe and to speak and eat on his own for the first time in 4 years. It is a miracle, and it's a blessing.
She urged other people to also become organ donors to help save lives.
Small children with congenital heart defects who cannot run and play. Soldiers who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, coming home without faces and limbs. And young mothers watching children in kidney failure.
Officials at the Brigham say they won't charge for the $200,000 surgery because it was the hospital's first time doing the complicated procedure. Mauchey has no more operations scheduled for his face, although his doctors say he has excess facial tissue that could eventually be trimmed. He'll remain on medication for the rest of his life to prevent his body from rejecting the transplanted face, and those drugs could have fatal side effects. But Mauchey says that's well worth the chance to eat normally, breathe normally, and walk in public again. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.